views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be back with you today, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone that is sporting the green out there. And, you know, St. Patrick's Day is about the luck of the Irish, you know, and, you know, pretty much everybody, you know, enjoys that holiday. Well, it was interesting because I didn't realize I was having a show today on St. Patrick's Day until I started to post the show and realized, oh, wait, that is the same date. And it was fascinating because I love how it synced up, because today we're going to talk about receiving miracles. And it's not about luck. It's a choice. And I want to talk about how we can do that. And we're also working with the angels, of course. I work with them every day. So that's just part of this show. They guide me. They help me when I feel overwhelmed and overloaded. And they just, it's one of the most beautiful, comforting things in my life to know that they have my back. And I always feel just a gentle touch on my shoulder that just says, it's going to be fine. We're here. And, you know, even though I'm working with it, I'm talking about it, it's part of my life. It always has been since I was a child. It's just a wonderful thing to know that is available to us and that they are there for you. And it's just part of the gift that we have, you know, while we're here to help us along this journey that can be so challenging at times. And if you're going through something, and I don't know how anybody isn't right now, because let me tell you, who has been feeling that shift? The last week, wow, we've been talking about that throughout on this show, and I'm here to help you as we all go through it together, but it's been interesting. I've been feeling a lot of interesting things this week, and I know that it's really changing on a deeper level. I can feel it, and I know others are out there, but when we talk about receiving miracles, it's like receiving miracles. You know, yes, we are coming into a time where, yes, and it's not even coming into it. They've always been available, but you're going to feel that more. What a great thing to hear with everything else going on, right? And, well, how do you receive them? I mean, how do you do that? Well, you know, what do you believe? You have to look at that. You have to look at what you believe. You have to look at what you allow yourself to receive. And a lot of that will come into play there. You know, how can we align our thoughts, our beliefs to receive? And how do you make that choice? How do you do that? And, you know, I have made that choice in areas of my life, and wow, it's there. And then some other areas feel more challenging, but they're not impossible. They're not impossible. And One of my most, oh gosh, it's one of the most favorite phrases I have ever heard from our wonderful Dr. Wayne Dyer. I just loved him, and he was amazing and such an inspiration to everyone. But one of my favorite quotes of his is, "I am being logical. I believe in miracles." And that just says it right there. I am being logical. It's logical to believe in miracles. It makes so much sense to me. And that's always been an inspiration to me. Now, I want you to know there's always hope. There's always hope. And what I see out there in the world today is, you know, everybody's starting to speak out. Oh, yeah. Everybody's speaking out. And you're feeling uninhibited on, wait, I'm not going to take this anymore kind of thing. So it's going to be bouncing around all over the place, a bit emotional. It's a lot of stuff that needs to be expressed out there that's been suppressed for a long time. And all the energy's coming up. I mean, here we are feeling like, wait, you know, and we're realizing things on another level. We are awakening to new perspectives of probably the same situation. You're just seeing it differently. You're seeing more clearly. You're going, whoa, wait a minute. It's not like I thought. Nothing is like I thought. And then we're trying to wrap our human brains around that. We're trying to process that. And it's going very fast. And it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Miraculous things are happening right now. Huge transformation across the planet in everything, not just humanity, Earth, you know, the animals. And I had the most fascinating experiences. Now, I've been intuitively connecting with angels. My dad will come visit, and he's passed away. I visit that way with, you know, people that have passed. I don't go looking for that. I let them come to me if, you know, that's supposed to happen, to help someone heal. My focus is helping people hear and bringing in that hope and inspiration. I work every day, really, daily with the angels. But it will come to you uniquely. My goal is for you to believe in yourself. My goal and what I really feel is part of my purpose is to help you trust who you really are. Know that you can do what I'm doing. You don't need somebody else to do it for you. And, you know, the most amazing thing, and now I've communicated with I know, trees. I've had that happen, which was really a very strange experience when it first happened. And then, you know, I talk all the time with, you know, my co-host Demi, my awesome Akita that I just adore. But we also have a cat that's 16 years old. You don't hear me talk about much. And her name is Clara. But in the last week, both of them have been very telepathic with me. And we've communicated before, but this is on a different level. And it's so much easier. And things that a lot of times we're, you know, we know that our animal may or may not understand, you know, you got to take like something that's one of their favorite things away because it's not safe or, you know, it's got to be replaced or something like that. You know, how do we get them to understand? I literally was able to do that this week. That's some of the things that I've noticed shift. The telepathic communication that I have with them has been off the chart. And they love it. I love it. And they're like, wow, she understands me. It's been very clear. Almost to the point where, you know, it was almost like the first time for me. It was like exciting that way. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And we've done it before. It's not brand new to me, but it's so much simpler. It's so much easier. So I wanted to share that with you because you may be finding that you're having some interesting experiences that you're like, wow, did that just actually happen? Did that just really happen? And you're going to have dreams that are, whoa, what was that? Oh, yeah, I had those too. And we have a full moon coming up. That's going to be a lunar eclipse. Yay. And right after we just had the solar. So we have a lot going on right now. March is a dynamic month. There's so much take action energy here. And it's time to just, it feels to me like it's throwing the apple cart up and rearranging and rebuilding, but in a very positive way. And I'm doing that here as well. I've got a lot of projects that I'm doing. So, and they're into, and I'm excited about them. And I can't wait to share them with you. So if you want to call in for an angel reading, we're going to try to keep it to one question. We also have email questions that have been sent in. And if you have any questions about receiving miracles, that's what our topic is today. We want to help you find a way to align with the miracles that are waiting to come into your life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable, maca, is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
transmissions. 1230 WBLQ.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. see a rags to riches story for me.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. Or if you're a brand new listener, I want to say hello and welcome to the show and the listening family. I've been receiving a lot of emails recently from brand new listeners, and I just want to say a big welcome to you. I mentioned before we went on break, we have a full moon coming up with a lunar eclipse, and so more energy heading our way. And with a full moon, it is really time to release. And we've been working on this, you know, pretty much every month. But this month was big with that solar eclipse that came in a couple of weeks ago. Or, yeah, not too long ago. I think it's been about 10 days, right? Anyway, this is one of those power punch months. And, I mean, it was a very proactive month. Archangel Michael's been so strong about it's time to do it. It's time to do it. If you've been thinking about this, is the big thing that he's been telling me this morning to tell you. If you've been thinking about making a change and you've been thinking about it for a while and it's pretty consistent, now's a good time to do it. And this is generally across the board to everyone because they always give me something that's for all of us. So, you know, you apply that to your own unique situation. It's a fiery month, and it comes with the number three as well. The number three always reminds me of the Ascended Masters or the Trilogy, whatever. You know, it's very positive. We have a lot of support behind us, and they will guide you. The biggest thing that causes you to feel denied of a miracle, I mean, a miracle could be that business you've been trying to nurture, that new direction in your life, whether it's a move or a relationship, whatever it is, or maybe it's a self-healing within yourself. And you feel like, is it ever going to happen? Is it ever going to happen? Receiving that miracle would be, it's happened. It's already happened. It's happened. You have it. And that can feel miraculous if you've been working on something for years. Maybe you've been trying to figure out how to become healthier, live a healthier lifestyle, whatever that is, overcome an addiction. And it can feel miraculous when something finally breaks through, And everybody is looking for that unique way that works for them. I say try on different things, you know, it's kind of like try it on for size. If it doesn't fit, keep moving. Try something else because, you know, you may find that, wow, this seems to be working great for that person or that group or the majority. And then you'll find that maybe it's not working for you. That's because you need to keep looking. There's something else for you. Your journey will guide you that way as well. Now, I'm going to have to go back and, you know, here I go again. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this show because there's a lot of stuff just filtering through. And I asked specifically for that with Archangel Gabriel as well, because we have Michael very strong for the month because he wants you to not be afraid to move. He wants you to not be afraid to take action, be proactive in this. He's very, very, you know, energetic with that. And Gabriel, I said, you know, I just feel so many messages coming through, and I'm going to share that experience with you because each day it's been new. I asked him to help me with the clarity to communicate that with you, and I'm hearing myself say things I wasn't even, you know, like, oh, that's cool, okay, but it's because that's what's happening right now, literally. Communication has been a big breakthrough this week in a different level for me personally. Like I said before in the first segment, the communication with my two beautiful fur pets here, my fur babies, has been off the chart. The clarity, like full, you just know what they're asking you. It's clear. They're responding. It's I love it. It's exciting because I feel like this is going to be wonderful. They're going to be able to let me know what they need so much easier. And I'm sharing that because this is all possible for everyone listening, not just me. You just want to tune into paying attention to it. You want to open up your awareness to that. To some people, what I just described, it would be miraculous. It's always a beautiful miracle and a gift when anything like that becomes enhanced or develops even to another level. That is something very significant that's developed to another level here, and it's been a big leap. Before, it would happen occasionally. I knew telepathic things were going to come in for us on an everyday norm, and they have been happening, when I've had it with other people. This is different. This is just different. Dreams are changing as well. I don't know if any of you have been experiencing that. You may be finding that you had other physical symptoms kind of flare in the last week. Don't freak out too much with that. Make sure you're okay. Check it out. Make sure you're okay. But you're feeling what needs to be released. You're feeling what needs to be healed, and your body's trying to tell you that. We've spoken about that before on the show, but it's going to feel a little strong this month, and that's why I'm bringing it up again. I think that's important for anybody to hear. It may be the first time you're hearing that, but I want you to know that it's trying to point out things that need to be addressed and not ignored any longer. Maybe you're not ignoring it. Maybe you've been trying the whole time, but it's time to take it to another level. Dig deeper. If you go in there with intention for a resolution, a solution versus the focus on the problem, that is one huge turn of direction toward receiving miracles. Huge. So, for example, maybe you've been focusing on arthritis or, I say arthritis or something major because it seems like a lot of people have that. Maybe you have that and you've been trying for years to, figure something out with that because it's energetic and you're going to take it to another level of awareness, and it will take you to face head on probably things you've avoided because it hurts so bad. Or there's a resentment or an anger that you haven't released. You're looking for that. And when you are facing something like that, it can be a little scary, intimidating. And maybe you're like, I don't want to go there. Why it's building up and flaring is because it's really giving you that opportunity to address it again, the energetically, okay? This is not, I am not replacing medical attention here. I want you to know that. This is about working with the energy, your soul side of your life. And, it will respond. It will let you know where you are with that. And that's an amazing miracle in itself. There is miracles within you, within every one of us right now. Because energy is the root of everything, and that's what I'm about. That is miraculously just waiting. It's just waiting. It wants to come in. The miracles want to come in. Miracles should be, oh, yeah, that's just part of my life. I receive miracles. They're gifts. So if you took the word gift and looked at it as a receiving a gift from your divine higher self, from your, the divine, something that you're worthy of receiving. You have to look at if you feel worthy of receiving that. What is your self-image? What is your self-image? That's another big part of receiving miracles. When you are ready to do this, the abundance can just flow in. And things will still happen in life, but they will be handled very differently. And miracles will still be born out of them. So that's our topic today. We are working with angel messages that I have been receiving to share with you today. And if you want to call in, please do, 1-800-930-2819. And we're also talking about how we can receive miracles. That's what we're talking about today. How can we receive miracles? I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
You see this guy, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. Our topic today is all about receiving miracles. How can we receive miracles? And I'm also delivering quite a bit of information that angels have been giving me every day to share with you on the broadcast. And I don't know what they're going to say from 1 minute to the next, 1 day to the next, 1 week to the next. I'm just going with it. I've had to learn how to be more flexible than I was before. And I mean flexible with how it's being delivered, because we have to open up to new channels of awareness, new ways they all communicate with us. And it's been just amazing. So with that, I do want to take a moment to answer an email question that comes in. And, you know, for those that listen to this as a podcast, if you're in a part of the world or, you know, you can't listen to the live broadcast for some reason, we always have archives and you can find those over on transformationtalkradio.com under my show page, under archives. All the archives are there. They're also on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I also upload it to my YouTube channel and all kinds of places. So, you know, we've got plenty of places where you can listen to archives. But I want to answer this question. This is a caller from last week's show, and she's brand new to the show. So let me read her question first. It says, "Hi, I was the first caller, and thanks for a great show and for taking my call. I am new to your show and enjoy it very much. God bless you. Thank you for that. The second part of my question," she had a second part. We usually try to keep it to one just for time, but that's why we moved it to this part. Let's see. "The second part of my question was, could my negative thoughts and problems in my marriage be related to my mother-in-law and her witchcraft habits? I know I'm protected, but I found out that she has done wrong to my marriage, but I don't know how early in our marriage and if it's still affecting us. Do you sense how early? My husband is the only son, and she is alone and was unhappy he left home. She was preparing him to live with her for as long as possible and still wants him there. Once again, thank you. Sincerely, Karina." Okay, wow, that was a big one. First of all, I want to break that down into a couple of areas. Anything having power over us is because we allow it to have power over us. So it you know, whatever is going on with mother-in-law is mother-in-law's journey. And it's, you know, you're not someone else's opinion of you or vice versa type of thing. So it's only going to have power over affecting it if you allow it. Now, there's two people in the marriage. So this also would be your husband would need to be, you know, releasing that as well. Now, you know, when we talk about receiving miracles, we want to look at this as, wow, okay, I could look at this is all my mother-in-law's fault because she did this to us, or we could change it up, take the power back and go, you know what? I'm ready to receive my miracle. I'm ready to receive my happy marriage, and nothing has power over it. It's claiming that. Now, energetically, there's cord attachment here between everybody, really, and probably stronger between the son and the mother. So there's nothing you can do, you know, to control what he chooses to do. That's his journey. There's two in the marriage, but look at what you're feeling about this whole thing. Are you trying to control the whole thing? And that's going to be very difficult. That's going to feel very frustrating. It's going to feel like there's a constant attack. So when we want to receive miracles, and with the way the energy is changing now, we can choose to stop giving our power away to someone else. And fear would be the basis of someone else controlling as well. So there's a lot to look at here. There's also three people involved here. And the only one that you want to focus on is you. Your husband would have his own choices. She's, you know, and you can't change the way somebody believes or thinks. They're going to be who they are. But we can change the way it affects us. And that's what I'm saying to that. And That is the best thing that I can give you in a radio answer. But that's a big one. It's probably going to take some work. But if you start to look at this with a focus of intention for a positive healing outcome, start focusing on how you really want the marriage to be, how you really want things to be, and take the focus off all of the concerns and problems, including, you know, mother-in-law. Just take all the focus off that, because the more you focus in the fear of, the more power you're giving to that. So that's the answer to that. A little bit of a tricky one. Will take some work, but it's not impossible. It's absolutely not impossible. Sending a lot of love and positive vibes to that whole situation for a harmonious outcome for all three of you. I know that that's a lot going on there. And it's not the first time I've heard that, but it's a lot. And now we're going to move on, because I want to take a moment and explain this energy of March a little bit more, because it's a golden time. This is like, whoa, harvest time, jump in and grab it. So when you are putting your intention out there to the universe, in your prayers, to God, whatever you're doing there with how your process is and how you connect, have that intention. Have the intention to receive your golden opportunity, that you have already received it, not waiting to receive it. I really want to go over that again, because that is something that we have to usually, oh, yes, I'm still trying to wait for it to get here. It's like it's already there. It's already there. It actually is already there. You just are not aware of it. So if you were to ask, open my awareness to all the beautiful miracles that are waiting for me, and then they're already around you. I mean, start to look into your life. Start to notice something that is so awesome, like a gratitude that is a miracle. Maybe it's your beautiful child. Maybe it's because you have something that you can be thankful for. Those are, if you start to look at those as miracles, it starts to draw in all the other ones, because now you're bringing your focus and intention on receiving miracles. Remember, you want to look at how you see yourself. Do you see yourself worthy of receiving? Are you focusing on the opposite of receiving a miracle? Are you focusing on all the things that could go wrong, or all the things that might happen? That's going to shut all the doors to receiving a miracle right there. It just is, because it's very literal. When you're working with energy, the energy will go wherever you direct it. It will go wherever you direct it. So I want you to think for a moment about a a garden hose, and you have the water on full blast. Okay. You have the water on full blast, and you're watering and you're watering and you're watering and you're watering a rock, and you don't understand why it won't grow. Okay. It's a rock. Rocks have an energy of their own, but they're not going to grow like a plant, right? Or you're trying to water a plant that has already died and it is gone. And you refuse to see all the seeds that are scattered about the ground that the plant left to keep moving forward. You want to put your focus on the seed of the new beginning, not on what's already gone and passed and happened. And so I give you an analogy to try to help you understand where I mean by directing the focus. If the energy was the water coming from the water hose, where would you direct that for a productive, positive future and outcome? You wouldn't keep watering the plant that's already gone. You would put that focus on those seeds. So if that helps you understand about the direction of the thoughts of your energy, because all of your thought, your intention, your beliefs are energy. So And it can be interesting, you know, trying to switch that up. But think about where you're directing your thoughts and your energy. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap the show up. We're talking about receiving miracles and angel messages that can help us find that hope and possibility. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
And here we are for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we want to wrap this up today. We're talking about receiving miracles. And I have one more tidbit of advice that's coming in from Michael. And he comes in. I want you to think of the color green. We have that green. We have St. Patrick's Day. You might be wearing it, right? And spring is about, you see the green in the plants, and it's renewal, it's new beginnings. Use the color and the energy of that color for the renewal, to redirect your thoughts, to redirect your intentions, to allow a new perspective in. And, you know, when I say perspective, it will be tied in with your beliefs. You have your beliefs, And maybe some of them are just really being challenged right now that you're starting to wonder about those. I'm not saying throw out the ones that are working. I'm saying if something is just not working, reevaluate that. Open up your intention to receive a miracle of a new perspective, a new way, a new direction, a new creative outlet, a new idea, a new approach, whatever it takes. It's there. You just have to ask. Now, the energy of March, remember I said, was a golden opportunity, and it's a lot of celebration and success energy as well. So if you've been starting a new project, something big, something new, wow, this is a good opportunity to really apply yourself with the energies. Now, it's not about stopping, like, okay, it's all done. No, you want to step back a little bit. You want to review everything you've already done. Okay, be smart. Use your logic side now. We're going to be putting the business head to it a little bit here. But look at what you've done. Review it. What could be done better? What needs to just get completely changed up or reorganized or restructured? And then create a new plan for the future. And then know that it's going to take some work. You're going to be working on this. It's not going to be instantaneous because you have to apply yourself. Now, you're going to feel good about, you know, you're going to feel good about where you are right now. Like, look how far you've come. Look at that in a positive light. Not everything is perfect, but look how far you've come. That's great. Get that enthusiasm ramped up and ask Michael to help you with that. He will. I did that one day. I was like really feeling exhausted and I needed momentum. And I asked him and oh my goodness. And so, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, if you ask for that, expect enthusiasm and high energy. But, you know, if that's what you need to get going, then ask. Because it's not time to just lay back and wait. It's time to get very proactive and apply yourself to the ideas and the plan that you have set for yourself. Don't waste all your energy on old ideas that you keep trying over and over again that aren't working. Move it into a different direction. And you're going to be learning a lot. I know I am. My goodness, with this thing we're doing with the video, I absolutely love it, but wow. And we're close. We keep getting closer and closer. By the way, for those that do follow that, it's close. We just had so many new pieces of equipment and computers to, you know, work out. And now we're testing everything. So we should be up and running soon with that. I'm excited about that. I'm also, I find that I'm very tired from it because it's so much, but it's only overwhelming if you try to do it by yourself. The angels are there to support you and guide you. You don't have to do all this alone. Maybe you are a one-man band, one-lady band. No, you're not. And when you realize that you're not and you have plenty of help, you have all the help you need. You have all the energy you need. That's unlimited if you tap into that. And that's how you receive miracles. That's how you can pull it off. Like, I actually accomplished all that. I actually did that. I actually figured that one out with the help that you have available to you at all times. So don't hesitate to ask. Don't try to do it all by yourself if you keep hitting the brick wall. I mean, don't keep putting your finger in the light socket over and over again after you got shocked once, you know? I mean, keeping it real here. You know, change it up. It's time. This is the month to do that. If you have a big one that you want to do, it's time to change it up. It really is. Now, I want to do a quick, I just want to address something quickly before we run out of time here. I've gotten a few emails on people that are trying to download the archive. It's always available. Usually within a few hours, I know within 24 hours, it's always available on my show page at transformationtalkradio.com. It's also available on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I post it everywhere on social medias. It's going on Spreaker. It's at iTunes. It's on my YouTube channel. If you just look on my website, I have all the links for that on the radio show page. So, but it's out there. And I have a weekly newsletter that comes out. We always put that newsletter out on Wednesdays, the day before the show, and it'll have links in there. And so I want you to know, it'll have the live broadcast information. It'll also have the links for the podcast. And that's usually the same link to the same post. So I'm trying to get it out there as much as possible. I'm not quite sure what happened with confusion on that, but I want to make sure that everybody knows that it is out there. We podcast everything. Everything is always podcasted. So we got you covered, whether you are listening live or you're listening to the archive. Now, I have free guided meditations as well. A lot of people are really enjoying. I get a lot of feedback on that, and I want to say thank you for that. The guided meditations are over on my website. They're free to download and enjoy. I want them to encourage and inspire you wherever you are. They're guided meditations. And once you get going with meditation, you may not need any guided meditation. But enjoy, if this is a new thing that you're trying to learn and you want a little guidance, go for it. Because meditation, there is no right or wrong way to do that. Everybody's got their opinions about that. Everybody's got their way of going about that. The goal is to just do it, you know, find the way that works for you. There's a lot of different styles out there. Find the one that works for you. And on receiving miracles, just work. If you are really feeling down and you feel overwhelmed by all of it, just start with, my intention is to love and have a respect for myself that I'm worthy of receiving it. Start there and then just claim it as much as you can remember to. Just say, I am receiving miracles. I am a miracle myself. I am. And say whatever behind it. And keep it simple. Don't overload yourself. Start with one thing at a time. But be proactive in starting to put that intention there. And to keep your focus on what you truly want. I mean, put the focus on receiving the miracle versus on the problem that makes you feel denied of it. Because that now you're shifting the energy. It's like taking the electric cord out of this lamp, which is what you don't want, and plugging it into the one that you do. You're switching where the power goes to. And it sounds simple, I know. It actually is once you start working with it on a regular basis. And I know that you can do it. You have all the help in the world around you. Just ask. I want to thank everyone so much for listening to the show. I love being here with you every week. And it's my intention to send you clarity and peace and help you find what you're looking for in your journey. Thanks for listening and being with us. We will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.